This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The U.S.-based advocacy group China Labor Watch has a new report that accuses a Taiwanese company that supplies Apple of violating a range of labor laws, including underpaying people. Apple has vowed to investigate, but at least one allegation in the report has a question mark, as Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reports.
The report says three factories in Shanghai run by Apple supplier Pegatron totaled 36 legal violations. They included excessive overtime, insufficient training, and underage workers. Shanghai-based author and Bloomberg columnist Adam Minter has visited more than 100 Chinese factories. He says the mainstream media haven't bothered to take a critical look at this report.
The most glaring example in this report was a section header labeled Child Labor and Underage Employees. But nowhere in the report does it actually point to child labor occurring in this factory.
We did not find direct evidence of child labor as defined in China as under 16.
That's Kevin Slayton, spokesman for China Labor Watch. He says the report did find workers between 16 and 18 did not receive special protection at Pegatron as required by Chinese law. But he nor the report failed to give any examples.
What we're really trying to highlight in this report, Apple is a leader, and we hope that they can sort of meet the standards that they profess.
Those standards are under investigation by the Fair Labor Association, an auditor that Apple brought on last year. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.